front of our eyes.
That's still to come. Back in 1980, in the wake of the nuclear accident at Three Mile Island in Pennsylvania the previous year, the people of Sweden voted to reject nuclear power. The country's 12 nuclear reactors were to be closed by 2010. Fast forward to 2009, and 10 of the 12 are still running smoothly. And now the coalition government's authorised a complete U-turn. Pending approval from Parliament, probably in March, continued nuclear power generation has been given the green light. Maud Olofsson of the Centre Party, one of the coalition members, said it was a necessary compromise that'll help offer a better life for future generations.
It's a historical day for the Alliance. Of course, a historical day for the Centre Party. As far as I'm concerned, this means that all four parties in the coalition can take the first step into a sustainable society. I do this for my children and grandchildren, and I believe we have a historical possibility to turn the page today.
Well, not surprisingly, the Swedish anti-nuclear movement is disappointed. Here's its director, Joran Brintzer.
I am surprised and I'm very disappointed because they said before the election, we are not going to build new nuclear power stations. And that was a statement they made also when they created this government. They said there will be no decisions for more nuclear power during this period. But that was wrong. Wind power and sun energy will last forever, but uranium will run out. So it's short-sighted and very expensive and very dangerous.
Well, some green activists, though, are delighted, showing just how much has changed since the 70s, when badges saying, nuclear, no thanks, were worn right across Western Europe. Bruno Combi is head of the Paris-based lobby group Environmentalists for Nuclear Energy.
The Swedish decision is really good news because it's good news for the environment. Any nuclear plant of 1,000 megawatts will save about 10 million tons of carbon dioxide from being rejected into the atmosphere. So this is really good news. Our planet today has to face two major problems, which is global warming on one side and the end of oil on the other side. And nuclear power is a perfect solution for both of these problems. In fact, it's not only a good solution, it's the only solution. We don't have any choice.
Let me just pause you there for a second, because the Swedes are not saying we are going to build more nuclear power stations. They're saying we are retaining the option, whereas it was previously banned. The option is there if an existing one passes its sell-by date and we need to do another. Should they be building more actively?
Well, in fact, the Swedes already have clean power. They have about 50% hydropower and 50% nuclear power. So the objective for them is to remain at that level. They have the cleanest power in Europe already. But if they start not replacing the nuclear power plants, then they will have to replace them by fossil fuels. And so their Kyoto commitments cannot be held.
A title like yours, Environmentalists for Nuclear Energy, would once upon a time, not long ago frankly, have been a kind of complete impossibility. Describe what's changed in the movement.
Well, several things have changed over the last 30 years. First of all, oil, which used to be abundant and cheap, is now expensive and rare and concentrated in highly unstable areas of the planet, and it's going to be exhausted. The second thing which has changed is the apparition of global warming. We have to face our planet warming up. We're changing the chemical composition of the atmosphere and of the air we're breathing. This is not reasonable. We're rejecting 28 billion tons of carbon dioxide every year into the atmosphere, 800 tons per second. Can you imagine? Well, nuclear power is a solution for both of these problems. What has changed is also that major figures in the environmental movements have changed their minds. For example, my friend James Lovelock, considered as the father of environmental thinking, he joined EFN and supports totally our point of view.
Right, you're presumably completely convinced by the safety of new and future generations of nuclear power plants.
Yes, of course, nuclear power plants are quite safe. The type of plants we have a solid concrete containment around them, so in case even the reactor melts and everything goes out of control, the radioactive elements will remain confined inside the containment, which is what happened at Three Mile Island. It's very different from Chernobyl reactors, where all the content was rejected into the atmosphere.
The environmental experts who've become persuaded of nuclear power Have they conversely given up on hopes for solar and wave power and so on?
No, it's not a question of giving up. I myself am much in favour of renewable power whenever it's possible. It's just that it's a question of numbers. It doesn't fit the need. Wind and sun are perfect, but they are not 100% available. The solar power is only when the sun shines, and wind power is only when the wind blows. And the wind blows, in average, about 20% of the time. We need a source of baseload power which is available upon demand at any moment.
It's Bruno Combi of Environmentalists for Nuclear Energy in Paris.
Now, in a few hours from now,